This weekend should see the first festival to kick off in New South Wales since COVID, because Bluesfest, of course, was abruptly cancelled earlier this month in the wake of the Brisbane lockdown. The popular South Coast regional festival Yours and Owls is due to launch on Saturday. Promoter Ben Tillman founded this festival with a couple of friends 10 years ago now. And what started out at a humble cafe in Wollongong has become the biggest annual festival on the south coast of New South Wales. Ben, welcome to breakfast.
Morning, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. You're 2 days out from the launch of Yours and Owls. Are you a bit nervous given what we saw happen with Bluesfest?
Look, we've been through such a roller coaster over the last 12 months now. I think we're kind of just ready to get in and get it done.
And how did you feel, given you're planning this, when Bluesfest got cancelled the day before it opened?
Honestly, it was devastating. Like, I guess our industry really needs confidence, you know, amongst artists and amongst people attending them right now. Mm. And to have, like, it was literally the worst case scenario for them. So I can't even imagine what they're going through. And, you know, to be cancelled a day out, and for anyone who, you know, doesn't know, obviously all their infrastructure and everything's spent by that time, everything's bumped in, all the work is done. And then, yeah, to have it cancelled at that point was just devastating.
Has it had an impact on bookings for your festival? I mean, it's a pandemic. It's a tough time. I'm sure you've got to have – well, I know you have to have very strict protocols in place to get approval to hold a festival. But how much is confidence or lack of it playing into, you know, booking or attendance at your festival?
Booking as in punters or
– Well, yeah,
the
number – how many people you expect to be there?
Yeah, I mean,
how many tickets have you sold?
Well, so, you know, when we first went on sale nearly 8 months ago now, I think, you know, we sold out in 5 minutes, which was 28,000 people across the weekend. And then just as things progress and, you know, you change details to keep in line with what the new COVID restrictions are, you know, inevitably there's going to be refunds come in, and, you know, we've been lucky to sell a lot of those back, but, you know, it is what it is. And I guess we look after a number of, you know, live music venues in the area as well, and I guess there is an overall sentiment of people are just holding on till the last minute to buy their ticket, because I guess they've just been through these cancellations and whatnot so many times now.
It is what it is, but the fact is, Ben, this is your money. You and your friends have invested here, I think, over $1 million of your own money. That's a big investment, so it's a big risk, and there's no insurance.
That's just the extra cost for COVID.
Oh, that's the extra cost of the COVID protocol.
Yeah.
So what has that money been spent on? What goes with that?
So, you know, our normal festival is, you know, in the $4 to $5 million mark, which is what you budget for when you initially do your plans and, you know, you put this together. And then we've basically spent the last, since COVID really, trying to develop a plan that will allow us to actually run. So obviously, you know, as we're all aware, things are changing week by week, and, you know, they're getting better at understanding the pandemic, and they're getting better at understanding, you know, what measures in place will help create a safe event. So we've basically spent the last, 8 months or whatever developing this COVID safety plan, which we've worked with some really high level consultants and all the, you know, relevant stakeholders. And that's just been a crazy balancing act, you know. New South Wales government has their different protocols you need to follow, but then so do local stakeholders. And then we need to balance that out against, okay, we still need to throw an event that people want to go to.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Ben, it's happening. I'm sure it will be. Fingers crossed, 2 days away. Good luck, and thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Ben Tillman is promoter for the Yours and Owls Festival that's in Wollongong on the south coast of New South Wales. The good news is that the changing rules mean you can dance. How about that?